Okay, a halachic discussion that also pertains to some of the lumbus with regard to Sfiras Omer. What is the din of Sfiras Omer with regard to women? So, at first glance, it would seem for sure that women are not obligated to count Sfiras Omer. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women are exempt from mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Nonetheless, there are two separate significant authorities over the generations that claim, for different reasons, that women actually are obligated in Sfiras HaOmer. So firstly, the Ramban, in his Chidushim on Maseches Kiddushin, Lama Gimel and Beis, seems to say, says very clearly, that Sfiras HaOmer is an example of a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama, and therefore women would be obligated. So the Achronim struggle to figure out why the Ramban would say that. There are even some who suggest that it's a toast sofrim and it shouldn't be there. But why would the Ramban think that it's a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama? So the Achronim bring several different interpretations. Some of the Achronim suggest, for example, this is in Rav Gusman's Sefer there in Kiddushin and in the Chazon Yecheskel as well, that maybe it pertains to a very basic question with regard both to the definition of mitzvah saseh shehazman grama and to the status of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So, as follows. Maybe the Ramban would have to make two assumptions. Number one, that the definition of mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, which is, as Rashi says, which is that the zman is gorem the chiyuv. The zman itself causes the chiyuv. Number one. And number two, the Ramban would have to hold, like the opinion of the majority of Rishonim, that Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is midrabbanon. It's not daraisa. So that would apparently imply that the gorem for the chiyuv Sfiras HaOmer is not tezayin nisan. It's not the time, but rather it's the korban haomer. So korban haomer is gorem the chiyuv. Therefore, if we don't have a korban haomer, then the chiyuv Sfiras HaOmer bizmanenu is only midrabbanon. So if you combine those two suggestions, it's not unreasonable to suggest that that Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, because it's not the zman that's gorem the chiyuv, it's the korban haomer that's gorem the chiyuv. Just happens to come at a certain particular time. Happens to be the korban haomer is only brought at a certain time. But that's not called zman grama. So that could be perhaps the opinion of the Ramban. Others disagree with the Ramban. The Rambam, for example, the Rambam would disagree with both. He holds that the definition of mitzvah saseh shehazman grama is any mitzvah which only comes from time to time, once in a while. It's not a consistently applicable mitzvah. So for sure, this would be a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. And the Ram holds that Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is daraisa. So then for sure, it's dependent on the zman, even if you would say, like the definition of Rashi. In any event, that's one discussion. The Magen Avraham then says that naniach, that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, which is the opinion of the majority. He says, Kvar shavu chova, the women accepted it upon themselves already as an obligation. The women are no way going to count, and therefore it becomes obligatory, and they're required to count. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Tov Pei Tes, in Siv Katan Gimel, quotes the Magen Avraham, but then he writes that Kemeduma, that it would seem that in our places, women don't count at all. They're b'chlal not knowing to count. Sim Kain, for sure, wouldn't be shavu chova. Shavu chova means it's based on a din of minog. So he says, we don't have this minog. Women are not to, that they don't count at all. And then he quotes from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo that if they want to count, it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, so they can opt in if they want. They shouldn't make a bracha. Why not? So first of all, they're for sure going to miss a day because they're not used to counting and they don't go to Shulchan Ma'ariv, presumably. That's probably what he means by that. And he says, al pi rov, they don't really know the words anyway, so they're probably not yotze when they say it. That's what the Shulchan Shlomo says. So, with regard to the second assumption, they don't know the words, certainly Bizmanir, that for sure doesn't apply. With regard to the first, also an interesting discussion. The Mishnah Berurah here, or the Shulchan Shlomo, seems to be assuming, also making an assumption, which is that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one long mitzvah. It's not 49 mitzvahs, a different mitzvah each night. It's one mitzvah which with 49 parts. And therefore, if a person misses any one of the parts, so, and again, this is based on the opinion of the Rishonim, those that hold that once you miss a day, you're out. which we're choshish for, even if it's not the opinion of the majority of the Rishonim. So once you miss a day, then you're not fulfilling the entire mitzvah. That would apply for men as well. If a man would know in advance that he would miss a day, according to this opinion, if he's going to miss day number 38, because he knows already if something's going to happen to him on day number 38, he's going to have a surgery, he's going to be out. So then, or if a person just not misses, that is, if he knows in advance, that he shouldn't count any of the days with a bracha, because if he misses one day, then retroactively, each day is a bracha of atala, basically. So, Rav Soloveitchik disagreed with this whole mahalach. He held that even according to the opinion, that if you miss a day, then you cannot keep counting, which we're cautious for, and therefore we hold you can't keep counting with a bracha. That's not because each day, all 49 days are one mitzvah, and if you miss one day, you're not mekayim anything. It's a whole separate thing, which is also a separate reason, which is that even though each day is a separate mitzvah, each day builds on the previous mitzvah. You can't fulfill day number 38 without having done day number 37. But if you miss day number 38, you still mekayim a mitzvah for the first 37 days. In any event, la halacha, the assumption is that women are exempt from Sfiras Omer. It's a mitzvah cessation as man groma. If they want, they can opt in. So it should have the same rules as general mitzvah cessation as man groma. Sephardi women would not make a bracha. Ashkenazi women, la halacha, there's definitely room for them to make a bracha, and they should, if they're not going to go to shul for Meir, so then they should set themselves some sort of a reminder, so that they, everyone, this is good advice for everybody, so, and they should, in order to make sure that they remember to count. Have a great day. Please.